The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 20th of August, 2026, and you are on the clock with, we're 100 days in green. Yeah, we're 100 days into the new administration. We're going to talk a little headlines this morning, then I got a special guest in studio. We have Natural Corner this morning with Empress Divine, and we're talking school snacks from the natural world, school snacks from the natural world. But before we get there, I've got some headlines. Let's start the show. I am to Lyndon Pendleton, internet in particular, I on that part of the interweb, and I see this story pop up. And the story didn't have a headline, you know, so I put my own headline to it. It was an eyewitness news story when I saw it. That's the first story I saw. The headline to it. Here's the headline. The spark in Pride Estates. Who do you think we're talking about? Well, yesterday, Minister Jamal Strong, MP and Minister Jamal Strong. Is he an MP? Is he a minister? Everybody got a job in this administration. Everybody except one person. Anyway, the Jamal Strong hosted a tree planting ceremony in Pride Estates community yesterday, and honored at the event for his contribution to Pride Estates community, his persistent and consistent lobbying and advocating for not just the beautification of Pride Estates, but for sustainable community agricultural programs that provide both food and relief to community members. The one and only Mr. Gene Fountain, a.k.a. Sparky. Congratulations, Sparky. You see, Sparky is an example. You just do it. You just get up and do it. You don't wait for others to tell you that you can do it. You know you can do it. You begin doing it, and you continue doing it so that you can devise the best ways of doing it and the best way to make it sustainable. So this morning we want to say congratulations to Sparky Gene Fountain on not just the honor bestowed upon him, but the honor he brought to Pride Estates and Pride Estate community. Good morning, Sparky. I believe that's what Sparky wanted to talk about yesterday. I ain't sure. But I believe that's what he wanted to talk about yesterday. Now, we're going to get into some headlines before we transition to school snacks from the natural world. And I think there's some, not correlations, but there's some relationships between the articles we're going to talk about briefly and our conversation about what is in the bush to eat. So the first headline in this morning's first headline I wanted to touch on was the one where the MP for Exuma, Chester Cooper, says that he is focused on resolving this matter with banking in Exuma. And I thought it's a very strong statement for the minister, I'm sorry, for the MP, the Member of Parliament, for Exuma. But not a very strong statement for someone who accepts the title of Deputy Prime Minister. See, when you accept the title of Deputy Prime Minister, you can't just advocate for your constituency. You can't just talk and ignore the fact that constituencies around the country are facing the issue, and citizens are facing the same issues with various banks, right? It's not just one bank and one constituency, one community, and one ATM. There's a boatload, a plethora of issues, of customers and clients that have no idea what's happening or what's going to happen next with their money and access to their money. And people could say, oh, don't exaggerate and raise fears about people's money. The problem isn't where is the money. We know where the money is. The problem is they can't get to their money, right? I mean, that is the problem, but it's kind of the same thing. If I can't get it when I want it, then tell me where is it and why can't I get it? But Mr. Cooper, you want to wear the title of DPM, you can't just be advocating for your constituents alone. It makes no sense. But it should be an interesting conversation now that you are no longer the Minister of Tourism. You are the Minister of Education now, and you got an entirely different focus. Headline, school repairs completed. Another headline says it'd be about 85% complete with school repairs. It sounds great. School's about to open with 85% complete with school repairs. But isn't school supposed to open on August 31st? That's 11 days. That's just 11 days. See, there's another headline I wanted to briefly, vis-a-vis, I'm not even sure if vis-a-vis is the correct term. Urgent need to improve math performance in schools, Cooper says. Yeah, because I'm trying to figure out if y'all understand what 11 days is and what 85% complete is, because that means 15% incomplete, right? But here's the bigger issue. We're running this timeline to our deadline is the opening of school. But if the deadline is the opening of school, that leaves no time for beta testing. That leaves no time for teams to walk through the schools to test and assess all of the work to ensure that when school opens, we are firing on all cylinders and ready to go. So telling me that you 85%, 90% complete, 95% in some areas complete before the deadline, which is the opening of school, that's not sufficient. You were supposed to have ensured that the repairs and renovations and enhancements were completed in a time frame that allowed teams to walk through, teachers, right? Like the people who use the schools to walk through and test everything, to allow inspectors to come in to follow up on their on the teacher's documentation or whatever team you send in, and allow yourself enough time for teams to come in and complete any work that has been identified after the final assessment by the people who are going to use the space. So yeah, I will say though, the parliamentary secretary, he on the job, buddy. Every picture you see him in. But I wonder if your Grammy taught you that, because there's a look. And this is what many Bowmans have succeeded on, is a look called on the job. And sometimes all you have to have is the look and not necessarily be on the job. Next thing, next headline I want to touch, PM, no worries on union action. Davis rejects further questions on power crisis. What do you mean rejects? How do you start the conversation by saying the buck stops with me and then turn around and reject questions? And it's a further question. What do you mean further questions? Was there a question and answer period at the national address on Monday night? Was there a question and answer period that the public was not aware of, not made privy to? Was it something that only select media personalities or entities were invited to? Because what further questions? You haven't answered any question, sir. You haven't answered not one question. Nothing. What you said on Monday night, you put nothing new into the public domain except some vague timelines. Some vague timelines. I don't even want to interfere with what we're talking about today to pull up the speech to read from it again. You haven't answered any questions. You haven't put any information, new information, into the public domain that wasn't already there, except for those vague timelines that you threw out as if that could satisfy sensible people. But that's cool. That's cool, because that's not really what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about is this. It's very simple. When you hear the Prime Minister say, "The buck stops with me," I want you to remember Article 73(1)(a) of your very own Constitution that says, on any occasion that the Governor General must appoint a Prime Minister, they must appoint the person who is the leader of the party that commands the most seats in the House of Assembly. That's what he means when he says, "The buck stops with me." Right? Because what that means is that the duly elected representatives of the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas have virtually, I say virtually because it's going to determine the answer, right? But with common accepted interpretation of Article 73(1)(a), what it means is that the duly elected representatives of the people do not have the power to move a sitting prime minister with a vote of confidence, right, with a or a successful vote of no confidence, if the members of the party who are responsible for electing the leader of the party do not wish it to be so. Right? That's what he's talking about. So when he says the buck stops with him, the question is, is there some constitutional mandate? Because we know there's no moral mandate. We know there's no ethical mandate. But is there a constitutional mandate that allows a prime minister to invoke 73(1)(a) and then turn around and reject questions, refuse to answer questions? If the buck stops with you, sir, why do you think we're going to stop asking you questions? Why do you think we would stop demanding answers from you? I mean, otherwise you're telling us it's a dictatorship, right? That not only does the buck stop with me, I'm going to do whatever I want with the buck. You could fill in the rest. Like, it's like a multiple choice selection. You could fill in the rest. This is very concerning. This is even more concerning than the look on Kyle Wilson's face when he realized that it's the same brave Davis that you threw in Christina Alston's face. Talking about, we didn't vote for Christina Alston, we voted for brave Davis. That's the same brave Davis that spoke and said we're doing away with all the things. Right? That's him. This is more concerning than the look on his face when he realized. That's all I'm saying. If the buck stops with you, sir, if that's what you really want, you got to be brave. Yeah? You got to be brave. And stand to attention. Stand to the call of the duty that you volunteered for. Let's go to the phone line quick. Oh, I'm so glad to call it. I'm not glad that you, right, because I was going in a direction that perhaps I should have pulled back from. I'm pulling back from it now. I found my passion fruit vine in the dilly tree, and I'm going to swing back in the direction from which I came. I just wanted to put those things on the table before we start the show. Right, because, sir, if the buck stops with you in 11 days, if the schools are not ready to go, firing on all cylinders, are students prepared to compete with the best schools in the region, with the best schools in the world. The buck, remember, the buck stops with you. Don't throw it on the new parliamentary secretary who so boldly said, we can have it all done, as if he had never been to school before. No, 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 no. The buck stops with you, sir. All right. Got a text here. Government officials know that many public students won't return to school in August, but in September. It's common knowledge that workers will still be on the school grounds trying to complete noisy, distracting repairs in September while students and teachers are there. Say SMT, that means suck my teeth, Bahamian vernacular. In fact, we call that now, we got to have a new term for it because it's not just Bahamian vernacular, it's now, SMT is now Bahamian internet vernacular. Right? We're out there in the world. Even if we had to take some Linden's internet to get us there. Here's a text. Good morning. You and Sparky always share in the garden happiness. I love your show and always appreciate our own Sparky. He put down a wheelie and took up a shovel for all of us with pride. I salute a true soldier. One and only Mr. Fountain. That's a great way to transition into today's segment. Good morning, Empress.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I okay, you know, but I listen Gnap. When I say I'm missing Gnap, here's what I mean. I process in all the Gnap I touch for lemonade. And very few hit in my mouth right now. And last night it hit me. I said, no, I got to eat some of these. I got to eat some of these because the heat is still on us.
I'm blessed. Getting ready for my event, but I am good.
All right. So when you say your event, you mean your birthday event?
Yes. I have a birthday bash, all white bourbon bash coming up on the 23rd of August.
Okay. So listen. Listeners, listen, we're giving away tickets. Tell us what the name of the event is.
Earth Strong Birthday Bash for Empress Divine.
Earth Strong Birthday Bash for Empress Divine. We're giving away two tickets today. And here's what I need from you. When you was young, or now, you could still be young now, but when you were younger, right, in the summer, what you used to eat? When your parents put you out of the house and tell you don't come back till the sun starts going down, what did you sustain yourself with in the summer? Right? Now, I can let you know, we're going to select a winner. Text line open. Text line open. See, oh, phone line open now. What did you eat as a child in the summer? We're selecting the fifth caller. We're selecting the fifth caller for one ticket and the fourth text for the second ticket. Producer, I go into the phone line right now. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Am I the fifth caller? Please, yeah.
No, you're not the fifth caller yet, but you could call back. You could always call back.
No, but let me tell you what I did. Salmon sauce, I use that for more like a food base. And then lemonade switcher. Don't you know lemons on the tree no more than those lines?
Yeah.
And then I leave them Billy. That's it.
Okay, okay. I hear this legend, right? I don't know how old you are. You live in the Fort Hill area?
No, I live in the South.
I got you. In the Fort Hill, there's a legend from the Fort Hill area. They used to have a magic hog plum tree in my granny backyard. And that hog plum tree feed and sustain all the little children of Fort Hill for decades and decades, right? That's why I was so concerned with the Rusty Nail fire a couple of nights ago. I was concerned it would start moving south towards our old homestead, because I know the roots of that hog plum tree still under the ground, waiting for somebody to pull it up and revive it.
Wow.
All right, but you could call back. Don't worry, call back.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you, caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, well, I can tell you, we had a Gnap tree in our yard.
Yeah?
So I used to eat him, and we used to eat Gnap.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, sometimes they used to do the tamarind sauce.
All right.
So that's what we used to eat. And listen, man.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I like the way you just jump on these things with other people just skim over.
I hear you.
Put your feet to the fire, man.
Yes, sir.
All right.
I will do.
All right.
All right. Let's go to the next call, and then, Empress, we're going to jump in our list of snacks, snack ideas for people who trying to figure out what to give their children when they send them to school. Let's go to the next caller. Oh, okay. We lost that caller. Let's go to the text line. I used to eat almonds and sea grape in the summer. Boy, these little children don't know about eating almond, boy. Cocoa plum and coconut water is another text. Gnab dilly almond. Coconut is what we used to eat, and mango too. Gnab and hot sauce and pear. Okay. All right. We've got a text winner already. Let's go to the phone line. Oh, there we go. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? I'm sorry we missed you, caller. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we had a yard next door with a little banana patch. We used to go there and count bananas, gooseberry, and pigeon plum.
Oh, yeah. Okay, pigeon plum. How, listen, the pigeon plum disappear, right? How the pigeon plum taste?
Pigeon plum tastes good, even tastes good today. My mom still got a pigeon plum tree right in front of her.
What it tastes like?
Tastes good, the little small little berries. You see purple up all.
Okay, I know what you're talking about now. I got one story to tell, but thank you, pigeon plum. What y'all used to call pigeon plum? You know any alternate names for pigeon plum?
No, I always don't know what pigeon plum names. Like, I think gooseberry is my preferable.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much, caller. We are almost to caller number 5. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Am I the first caller, man?
Not yet. Call back. You call back. I ain't gonna bother you.
Again, man.
Okay. I ain't gonna botherize you. All right. Empress Divine. Now, somebody tell me, because we had some pigeon plum growing in my neighborhood, and somebody tell me one name for them. And I think it's the pigeon plum now that she tell the story. They call it ma and pa something. I can't say the third word the fourth word on radio. I can't say it. But if y'all know what it is, text 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. And I shall send you an acknowledgement that's the answer I was looking for. They call it ma and pa something, but you can't say it on the radio. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning, Miss Green.
Good morning, Sparky. How you do?
Now, I older than Methuselah, and from my know it, we was calling it pigeon plum, and I didn't know it is pigeon plum.
Okay.
And they used to have pigeon plum, especially like Round Lake Cunningham and them.
Mm-hmm.
They're on Sunday, just like how we used to go to catch. If your parents is fortunate to have a car, they'll take their children after church for a long drive around Fort Charlotte, down all by the airport for cocoa plum, then they come up by the lake for pigeon plum and dilly and things. They was all over the place. I don't know why they take them tractors and knock all them trees down, what families used to get.
Yeah.
Now, before I go, Ms. Green, I just wanted to say that yesterday was a beautiful day in Florida State. Mm-hmm. We planted the big guava tree behind the sign. The chairman of Parks and Beaches was, what you call it, on the job.
Yeah.
The whole crew. The TV crew from ZNS and Eyewitness News and all kind of photographers down here, we planted a big guava tree behind that beautiful sign. And then they gave the speeches, and the chairman didn't come down here dressed like he was going to the House of Assembly. He come down here dressed like a farmer. He had a beautiful time, and we planted the guava tree. I have guavas on it. It's taller than me and you. And it's ready. By next year, we'll be picking guavas in Pride Estate.
That's
Have
right.
Have a great day.
Absolutely. Next year, we come into Pride Estate's Community Center to purchase Pride Estate's guava sauce, guava cheese, guava jam, and guava duff. All right, let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. Am I the fifth caller?
Yeah, you're the fifth caller now.
Thank you, Ms. Green. One more thing I added. Mm-hmm. Growing up in the summertime time,
go on those big guavas. I don't see them no more, though. I don't know why. But those big, huge guavas. They were pretty weird then.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what we really dealing with, and oh, don't go anywhere. I need you to hold the line, because then I'm going to send you to the producer, and you're going to give the producer your information, and then you need to come pick up your ticket. Today is Thursday. You got today and tomorrow to come pick up your ticket from The Guardian. All right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. The Guardian closes at 5 p.m. Every day opens at 9.
Okay. Remember the Zoom friend you guys about?
Yeah.
Then, I never saw them in Malta, but I experienced them in the island. I used to call them twin berries. Some strange reason. I don't understand that.
Would you call it? Twin berries?
I call them twin berries. I'm talking about the other one. Pigeon peas.
Your phone a little blurry. Spell it from us.
Snake.
Oh, snake.
Snake berries.
Snake berries.
Oh, spell it.
Snake berries, yes, ma'am.
Okay, snake berries. Okay. All right, because the snakes, you see them.
I don't know why we call it snake berries, and then when we go older, they say that's pigeon palm.
Okay, yeah, probably because the snakes like to hang out in that area.
But snake like jelly, but snake don't, them pigeon palms be sour sometimes, you know, they turn your whole face and you're mad.
Yeah, because not all, okay, first of all, not, you know, bitterer is betterer, right?
I don't think that's funny.
Yes, bitterer is betterer, that is... the number one commandment of the natural world. Bitterer is betterer. Bitter is better for you. Sugar, right, is, like, everything can be toxic if you consume it in the wrong proportions or the wrong amounts. But sugar is perhaps the most toxic of the toxic, right?
I agree.
Yeah, and so the rule is bitter is better. Now, when the fruit is sour, that's actually what I'm looking for. For my Guinep lemonade, I don't need it to be sweet. I could add the sweet to it. The sour and the strength, I want it to be pungent with sour, right? Because that's going to really, that's where the flavor is. I could sweeten it up. That's no problem.
I like that Guinep lemonade.
You stay tuned to the show. I can tell you all how to make it before the show is over.
Again, yes, ma'am.
I got a text here that says, pear and bread and almond and Kool-Aid. Well, let's start right there, Empress Divine. This guy said Kool-Aid is what he used to drink when he was growing up. And the truth is, Kool-Aid, I drank a lot of Kool-Aid when I was younger. Until one of my neighbors said, hey, what be doing? Look at all this sour orange round the place. Mm-hmm. And then the decade of sour orange aid began, right? And we started drinking less Kool-Aid and drinking more sour orange, our own lemonades. Do you have anything on your list for snacks, school snacks from the natural world that parents could use to replace Kool-Aid in their kids' lunchbox and just generally in the household?
Yes, Erin, I have a few. They could try them, they could purchase them, but I'll give you a list of some. Mm-hmm. I have cassava chips.
No, drinks. We're focusing on drinks specifically.
Oh, drinks.
Yeah, drinks.
So, passion fruit and lime, like you.
Yeah, passion fruit lemonade.
I like beets and carrot.
Beets and carrot. Now, that's not a lemonade. You're going to do a juice?
Mm-hmm.
See, because I would love a beets and carrot lemonade.
Yeah.
Where you kind of strain out some of the fiber, mm-hmm. although the fiber is essential, right? Mm-hmm. But the beet and the carrot with a lemonade?
You put lemon in it, too.
Divine, yeah.
See,
yeah.
It is.
Okay.
It's great. You have cucumber and lime.
Cucumber and lime for the summer heat.
Yes.
Right? Now, this peanut punch with oats in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I want to start my kids' day off. When I send them to school, I want to start them off with one of those. Maybe if you do it in a 12-ounce bottle, maybe drink half
yes.
at the start of the day. Keep it in your little cool bag. Mm-hmm. And then drink the next half with lunch.
You could put banana in it too. It's very filling.
Right. Give it lots of protein, mm-hmm. Lots of fiber.
Yes.
Yeah, and very filling. Now, I have one mm-hmm. that's specifically for people who fighting their children, with the Kool-Aid. Because for some reason, children like red.
Yeah.
Their eyes gravitate to red. They don't even have a flavor anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if just in case you didn't know, the initial red flavor is cherry,
right?
And now you got a little watermelon, you got other flavors, but children sort of gravitate towards the colors, and parents have a hard time fighting the children to get them to drink healthier drinks, right? So we're not dissing the Kool-Aid, but I have something. If you have a kid that's mesmerized by the colors, there's a flower that grows here called butterfly pea flower. Butterfly pea flower is a blue flower.
Okay.
You can find it in some high-end restaurants. They serve it on salads because the petals of the flower, the blue petals, are edible. They're great for salads. Pretty them right up.
Okay.
But if you boil the flower to make a tea, the tea is blue. A naturally occurring blue.
Wow.
But it gets better. I just call this the Obeah plant. But parents, don't be afraid. You call it the magical plant. You're going to make your children think that you are a magician.
Yeah.
Right? You used to watch Pinky and the Brain. Make them watch Pinky and the Brain and then tell them, I am the brain. When you add citrus, so when you add lime or lemon or grapefruit to the blue iced tea, it changes color.
Wow.
And it goes from blue to purple. And the more citrus you add, you could even take it to pink, like fuchsia pink, right? So if your kids are like mesmerized by the colors, especially like the two-tone drinks and the two-tone popsicles, right? You have a occurring drink, right? Give you from blue, dark blue, to fuchsia, bright sort of pink, just naturally occur without any additives, without any dyes, without any unnatural dyes, right? It's just the natural properties of with the citrus.
They'd be mesmerized.
So you could do the ice cubes. You could make the drink blue, and you could do lemonade ice cubes. And when you drop the ice cubes in, it changes the color.
Yeah.
Or you can do your ice cubes in different colors, right? Yes. And then drop it into a plain lemonade. You can do popsicles, multicolored popsicles, right? And so all of the fruit that we've been talking about this summer, watermelon, guineb, star fruit, guava, all of those could be turned into sort of nectars or drinks, into lemonades, but they could be turned into popsicles and sorbets. And then for my people who are like, man, Aaron, I like ice cream. I like the creaminess of a frozen treat. I recommend coconut milk because we got coconuts everywhere, right?
Yeah.
When you're making your ice cream, instead of using dairy milk, try coconut milk,
rich.
Right, to make your ice cream. So parents, you got a plethora, you got a ton of natural options and options that you could make at home with local products to fill your kids' water bottle or their thermos. Now, Empress, let's go to the phone line for a second. Good morning, caller. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Just allow me to say congratulations to Sparky, man. He really took care of that park, and he see where his reward paid off. If they'd have given him $100 by next week, that would have been gone. But I think that tree will be there for a lifetime.
Yeah.
His great-grandchildren will see where this tree was named after my great-granddaddy, or my granddaddy. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that. I like that.
And listen, how are we gonna duplicate it in multiple constituencies, Uncle?
That's what we need to do.
Yeah. So
that's what
listen.
We need to do. Plant some, and what I like is spirit of planting something that you can eat off later instead of planting croton tree in a Madeira bar. I mean, it's
okay.
Just a Madeira bar.
No,
I mean like croton tree and them fiber and things. Yeah, you need them now. Let's put down some the day that somebody could walk by and pick a guava and say, boy, this Sparky guava I eaten.
Now listen, hold on. Yeah. I'm going to say the beautiful idea, but don't be dissing the croton. Listen,
you, croton? What do you do with croton?
I can tell you.
And wash it here with it.
Hold on, we can tell you right now. Don't go nowhere.
But
Empress,
I
what,
can continue listening.
Okay.
I ain't nowhere.
Okay. Empress, what would you use croton for?
I put it in my teas.
Which type of croton you put in your tea?
I put the broadleaf croton,
the
green one, the very green one.
All right, so I was told you use the green and white one, where you have the two colors. You have the shade of the green and white. But croton for respiratory issues,
yes.
Boil it as a tea.
Cancer.
For cancer therapies, yes. And treatment, okay.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you what I use croton for. The multicolored croton. Mm-hmm. So what Uncle Julian was saying was, listen, let's get away from planting ornamentals, right? Plants that are just pretty. Yeah. When we could be planting, when we could be putting down plants that produce fruit and produce leaves that are readily available in season and throughout the year for our use, as opposed to ornamentals you just look at and they're pretty. But a lot of the ornamentals that we have value outside of just being pretty and the aesthetics. Mm-hmm. The multicolored croton, I would make a mixture of aloe, hibiscus, mm-hmm. and multicolored croton to do a wash for my locks. Mm-hmm. And the croton helped to color the locks, because the sun turns my hair gold very quickly.
Keeps it black.
And keeps it black. Mm-hmm. So, old man, we get the croton may not have easy, accessible food value, but it has both medicinal value and sort of cosmetic value, other things we could do with the croton. Let's go to the phone line quickly. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good morning to your guests in the studio. Let me, too, also congratulate the excellent work that Sparky has done with Pride Sleep. And it is an initiative that I believe every, not even parliamentarian, but leaders in their particular constituencies should implement. It's an excellent idea.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see, basically, you know, for all the fruit trees that we grew up on that is hardly even available these days. I would like to see if we can actually get some way, some initiative to get them returned back to our way of life. And what I mean by that is, you know, trees such as the sugar apple tree, you don't hardly see many of those around anymore. Trees such as the soursop, you know, we don't hardly see those trees around anymore. The lily trees, to a certain extent, they're disappearing. We have an abundance of mangoes, yeah. But those three trees in particular, they seem to have gone, or basically going the way of the Mohicans. And I believe that we should be able to, some way, somehow, you know, get into the initiatives of getting soursop tree production, as well as the sugar apple tree, by, you know, in the various forms. You know, you have the white, the green, and the purple.
Yeah.
Especially sugar apples, to see if we could get the steady growth of those back in our, you know, our different constituencies and everything. Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Absolutely. There's a reason why they're disappearing, and the really quick and easy solutions. What we start with is understanding, like, why they're disappearing. One of the reasons why they're disappearing is because of the way that we clear lots. The way that we clear lots when we're building. The people who we send to clear lots have no botanical knowledge. They knows nothing about trees, how to identify trees, which trees are protected trees, which trees are fruit-bearing trees, right? And so the contractor's space, I don't want to say the board because it don't exist, the contractor's space, the construction space, we got to get legislation in place that requires that anybody that is hired to operate a commercial machinery to clear lots, that they have a certification in identifying protected trees and in identifying trees. We must make it a mandate and send inspectors in. These trees, we got to designate them protected, send inspectors in to assess lots before the clearing begins so they could tag trees, and we can pull up the tree if the landowner cannot accommodate the tree on the property, right, with their plans. Callers, I need you to hold the line till the other side of the break. On the other side of the break, now we've talked about the drinks, we're going to dive right into the snacks you could be putting in your kids' school tins as they start the new school year. And we're going to announce the text winner on the other side of the break. You guys, stay tuned. This is Natural Corner with Empress Divine. And on the clock, we'll be right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine. And treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's not just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back to reconstruct, rehabilitate, and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
School is almost here. Guardian Media Group is helping you get ready with the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds on Carter Street, Oaks Field. Bring the family for an afternoon of fun, surprises, and all the school supplies your kids need for back to school, like books, pencils, school bags, and everything needed to start the school year off right. It's the Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 21st from 11 to 3 at the Guardian Media Grounds. Guardian Media Group. Informing, entertaining, and giving back to the people of the Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock. You're in the natural corner. I've got Empress Divine with me this morning, and we are talking, I'm going to say safe snacks, snacks for school snacks from the natural world. Empress, we got a caller on the line. They've been waiting a minute. Let's see if they're still there. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How are you doing, Aaron?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay. Just one or two quick things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent thing that was done with sparking those there. I think they need to duplicate that much more.
Mm-hmm. Let me say this.
I don't know if you've seen it, but I must give kudos to the new chairman for the parks and whatnot.
Strong.
I see people working, so many people working on the road, cleaning, doing all these other things and whatnot. I must say he looks as though he has a different type of mindset. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on, but all I tell them is keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, I definitely want to hear more from the Empress about those things, because I know your time schedule almost running out.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much.
Absolutely. We can dive into that right now. I want to say for community members that are interested in creating a similar initiative in their constituency, reach out to Science and Beings. Is it? I get it wrong. It's Beings, Science and Perspective. Dr. Ancelino Davis. He has been running a tree planting campaign for several years now. It's very successful, and they will facilitate access to trees. They will facilitate or refer you to individuals and entities that can assist you in getting the trees in the ground. Please reach out to him. Science and Perspective, also the founder of a group called Beings, Dr. Ancelino Davis. Now, Empress, let's get into it, because also we are also having a conversation that may be beneficial to the people that run the National Breakfast Program, right? Things that they could be incorporated into the school belly, Manchurian Art School. So, Juju Sauce, Because juju is an apple. And if you give your kids applesauce to go to school with, you could give your kids juju sauce to go to school with in juju season as well. Chips. Empress, let's talk chips.
We have some, you could give them cassava chips, mm-hmm. dried cassava chips, sweet potato chips, coconut chips.
Yeah.
They're high in proteins, local bean.
Okay, so local bean, tofu, mm-hmm. chips, right?
Yeah.
So this is like three steps. First of all, did you know that tofu is made from, soybeans is made from beans? You could make tofu from other beans, which means you could make tofu from beans that grow locally, yeah. right? And beans grow pretty well here. Mm-hmm. So you first thing you do is you make your local bean tofu, right? Like we've grown black beans before. Pigeon pea, I love a pigeon pea. Actually, pigeon pea hummus is off the chain. So you're going to make your tofu from your pigeon peas, your local bean, your green pigeon peas. And then when you make the tofu, you're going to get flour, you're going to get like vital wheat gluten. Mm-hmm. And you're going to mix the flour and the tofu together, right? And you're going to press it out with your roller, and then you're going to form it into chip shape, and you can bake them or you can deep fry them, mm-hmm. right? And now you have a high protein chip snack. So your kid wants snack. He wanted to look like a chip, right. But you sneak in the protein into that chip. Now it gets even better. We could be making the seasonings for our own chips as well, because it's just a matter of making the sauce and then dehydrating it until it's fine, right? Dehydrate it till it's dry, then break it up into powder and just like salt, and now you have the seasoning for your homemade chips as well. We're talking all the peppers that we grow, the parsley, the thyme, the rosemary. You could have to enhance the flavor. We could do all kinds of the chives, the green onions, the scallions. We could turn the coconut milk into a yogurt so that you could replicate the sour cream and the sour cream and onion flavor profile. Those are all things that are easily producible at home. You said coconut chips as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Coconut chips.
And you could make your coconut chips savory. Your coconut chips don't have to be a sweet treat.
Right.
They could also be a savory treat. Mm-hmm. I know people who replicate bacon. They'll shave the coconut thin, mm-hmm. and smoke it, season it and smoke it, and they replicate bacon. So you could make like bacon-flavored coconut chips. I know Rasta. That's for the people who ain't quite Rasta yet. Rasta, we just enticing them a little bit, but you could season it up any way you want to season it up. Empress, we're sort of running out of time. There's two things I want to talk about. Like, I want to go right to the snacky snack. Like, the real snack food, like gummies and fruit roll-ups, right? Mm-hmm. And sour candy. We could be making all of these things. So we could be making the hard candy with local fruit juice. Right, so you could be making watermelon candy, hog plum candy, sea grape candy, mm-hmm. right? But we can also make fruit leather, fruit roll-ups,
fruit gels,
and fruit gummies mm-hmm. as well from our local fruit drinks. And then we don't forget, like you were mentioning, hibiscus. You can make hibiscus lemonade in Jamaica. They make in sorrel for days. Mm-hmm. You can't be in Jamaica and don't know what sorrel is. You can get sorrel gummies on the market now, right? But the beauty of the gummies is that when you're making the gummies, you can actually add liquid vitamins to the gummies as you're making them. So you could be making gummies for your kids that also have the daily recommendation of vitamins and supplements in them from home. Right. Go on.
No, it's creative. You just got to be creative and doing things and, you know, putting your mind in, because you want the best for your children.
Right.
And so you know what you're putting in it and you know what they're getting.
Children. Right.
Yes.
And with access to the internet now, right, which means we have access to other people's experiences, there are tons of examples, things that you could look at and modify for your climate, mm-hmm. modify for your kids' palate, modify for what's available locally in the Bahamas. But I want to talk about, we talk about the candies, making the gummies, infusing them with vitamins, making hard candies, and then we can flavor our hard candies. Empress, you remember the little powder candy you sprinkle in your hand and then you use the dipstick or you lick it and then it just tangy in your mouth?
Yeah.
You know we could be making them as well. All you need is a freeze dryer.
Yeah.
You need the device that dries things by making it cold, right? And then you make your liquid that you're going to use, and then you may add some preservatives to it. You can add a little citric acid to give it a tang bite. Mm-hmm. But with a freeze dryer, right, you can make your lemonades, freeze dry them, break them down into serving sizes. So when you're trying to decide what you're going to use your little monies for, right, whether we go into the store to buy the powder mixed drink or whether we're going to make our drink, put it in the freeze dryer and then package it up so we could have it all summer. Whenever we want, we just go to the cupboard, open up a pack of the drink mix that's been dried, follow the instructions, add the right amount of water, and now you got your own lemonade rehydrated right there for you.
That's right.
I also want to tell the audience, how to make their own Gatorade. Right?
Tasty.
So I'm just saying, I had to ask a 5-year-old the other day, do you have Gatorade budget? Do you have a Gatorade budget, shorty boy? Apparently he did. He'd shame me. He had a Gatorade budget. But I don't have a Gatorade. What you do is you make a lemonade, you dilute it, and then now, that's not a recipe. You go on, please go online and some research.
Yeah.
But it's very easy to turn your sort of traditional Sunday lemonade into a Gatorade, a healthier alternative for the kids. And, hey, school's starting, but that don't mean the summer's over. Right? They're coming home from school hot. And you want something healthier, a healthier option to offer them. Boy, come here, I don't know, we got 30 seconds for this caller? Caller, I am so sorry. We are all out of time. I got to get to the text line. It says, don't forget, remember when you were advocating for native fruit in the various schools? We still advocating. There's another text. It says, the little girls like Kool-Aid baggy with juju, with Gannett baggy. See, and the people pickling everything with Kool-Aid now, right? But we could be making our own type of product to pickle things with. But that's right. Not just salty in the baggie with hot sauce, but people put gooseberry in the baggie with salt and pepper. Oh, that's right. I got it. Announce the text winner. My text winner is the same person who say Gannett and hot sauce and pear. Texter, I indicated to the texter that they're the winner. Your ticket will be downstairs for you at the reception at Nassau Guardian with your cell phone number on the envelope. And to the caller, thank you for calling. Y'all remember, I even forget to tell the producer to play Lunchtime is the Best Time in School Time. Producer, who that is? Dry Bread? Iris Doll? Eddie Minnis? Lunchtime is the best time in school time. We're going to make it so again. Empress, I see you next week.
Surely.
Next week, let's talk about things that you could pickle and preserve and keep out of season. Make it available for us out of season.
Sure.
Next week on Natural Corner with Empress Divine, this has been On the Clock with Erin Green. Y'all, it ain't too late to go back to the bush. Have a great day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.